Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Miss Rose McGee is amazing. She is one of the mothers here in the Twin Cities who has just adopted everybody's child and loved on them, and is doing everything that she can to make it better for us to get along, regardless of the color of our skin. I'm sure many of you have participated in her sweet potato comfort pie exchanges, contests, been a part of her passing out those pies. She goes all over the country giving away pies. She was in Ferguson. She was down at George Floyd Square before we called it George Floyd Square. And she's really a role model for me. You know, I am in Marshall, Minnesota, passing out locks. Well, where you think I got that idea? I didn't come up with that. I'm not blazing nobody's trail. I am following in the footsteps of Miss Rose McGee and seeing how effective she is at bringing people together and helping people and using her gift, which is the pies, right? To foster change, positive change. And so that's exactly what I did. So, Miss Rose, I just have to tell you, you are an inspiration to so many of us who want to do this work. And we don't even have to come up with unique ways to do it because we could just copy you. I mean, we don't really have to try hard. What is Miss Rose doing? Well, I'm going to do that. I know I can't bake no pies, but I got these autistic kids and I got these locks. And I'm just going to do what Miss Rose is doing, you know. And people think that a lot of us, especially here in the Twin Cities, so many people like me and Nakima and Devana and so many others of Georgia who are out here doing the work, they think we are exceptional. But really, if you just take a look at what Miss Rose doing, Miss Rose, we ain't doing nothing but copying you.
Oh, no, 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 no. You young people, y'all got it. Oh, my goodness, Shaletta, you're bringing me to tears.
I just need to give you your flowers and tell you I love you. And welcome to the show. It's been so long since you've been a guest.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Yes.
Every time I do connect with you or see you, it feels like it was just yesterday. So thank you for just allowing me to spend some time with you and talk about what's up now.
I had planned on staying the night in Marshall, Minnesota, because I did not want to drive the 2-3 hours home. But I got to get home tomorrow because you have something coming up on Sunday. I want to be there. I want my kids to be there. It's the launch of I'm Hungry. What is that all about?
We are doing just that, you know. I am honored, first of all, to acknowledge Deborah Watts. And you know Miss Deborah Watts is out here, too, working a hard struggle. She and her family and the whole legacy of Emmett Till, as she, it's a struggle. It continues to be a struggle. But I tell you, she and I get together often and just say, you know what, I'm hungry. You hungry? Let's go grab something to eat. And are you hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry. So we got to thinking about that and how many people do connect over food. To me, you know, it's a blessing that we have an opportunity to be able to sit down and eat and fellowship with others, because not everyone has that privilege. And not only that, some people are lonely and don't know how to reach out, or they're not being reached out to. But since we do enjoy food, and there are so many places, so many wonderful places to eat here, and we just decided, let's just start something called I'm Hungry. And first, we're going to launch it just by bringing people together in a lovely space owned by this beautiful African-American couple. And the restaurant, of course, is Classics. And young Brittany and Chef, her husband, Chef Gerard Class, are the owners of this beautiful space and delicious food. And we thought we'd just launch what we're about to do. And that basically is, it's a lifestyle change that we're hoping that we'll be able to get out there with by saying, look, here's where you can go and grab a great meal. Here's where you can go and take someone maybe to just spend some time with, or your family, or network, or business, whatever it is that you want to do. So she and I just decided, since we're always eating somewhere anyhow, sometimes, you know, really, really cheap, and sometimes maybe just a little bit more costly. And we want people to know, you don't have to worry about trying to figure it out. We're going to help you.
And this is taking place tomorrow at Classic Kitchen and Cocktails Restaurant at 428 South 2nd Street in Minneapolis, owned by Chef Gerard and Brittany Class. Dinner is from 5:30 to 7:30. And I want to make sure folks know this is not a buffet. They need to show up on time, right?
They need to show up on time. And, of course, they're paying. The average meal is about $35, plus, you know, if you're buying drinks or something, then you would add that in, too, as well. But they have a beautiful little private room there called the Champagne Room, and they're letting us use it just so that people can come together. Now, you know, Shaletta, whenever I bring people together, I like them to talk a little bit, too. So it's not going to be just Deborah and me standing there yapping. But, you know, we want people to meet each other and talk about what food means to them, if they want to share that, and how do they find joy when they go about their daily lives, and what's their purpose, and how do you convene, and is this something you think you want to do more often? So that's kind of what it's about. This just came up within the last couple of weeks, but we wanted to get a Facebook page going so people can now go on and like that Facebook. And the first thing they're going to see today is that we're on with Shaletta today.
Yay. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, I remember when I first got to Minnesota, I would go sit at restaurants by myself and eat, you know, if Sean was working, or, you know, I wished I had some girlfriends, or I couldn't figure out how to meet people. And I just appreciate this because, you know, so many people who listen to this show are new to the Twin Cities, new families, new couples, new professionals. And they're like, where do I go to get something good to eat? But then they got to go sit in there by themselves. And so what this I'm Hungry event that's taking place tomorrow at Classic Kitchen and Cocktails is doing is it's introducing them not just to a restaurant, but to a community of people, right?
Right, right. And Deborah was telling me about a restaurant that I hadn't heard of that's owned by, I think, a family out in Brooklyn Park. I'm not sure. But that's where we're going to be going to eventually, so we can check that out, so I can check it out, because I hadn't been. But what we're going to do is have various themes, so people, you know, like I said, loneliness is one of those things. And there are a lot of us who are widows. There are a lot of widows here. And I thought, what a great thing just to bring women together who are widowed, and many have been recently widowed, and men as well. We thought, oh, yeah, maybe one day we'll bring widowed men and widowed women together. Who knows?
That's going to be fun. Okay, so if people want more information, you want them to get on that Facebook page, Ms. Rose?
Yes, they can go to the Facebook page, which is I'm Hungry. And certainly we will take questions, and be great if people are interested in joining us tomorrow. We're just about at capacity. Please let us know that on that Facebook page, too, so we can see where we are, because we only have less than less than five seats left, actually.
Well, y'all better hurry up, because you do not want to be on the outside looking in. Miss Rose, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, I thank you, and let me congratulate you, too, on the wonderful work that you and your children are doing. It's commendable. Thank you for just being a wonderful voice for community. We love you. We love you.
I love you, too. I love you, too, Miss Rose. Miss Rose McGee joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.